From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Janine Jorgensen reading The Ribbon Murders by Sharon Irvin. Now let's begin with The Ribbon Murders, Chapter 1. Wednesday, October 5th. I pushed open the heavy glass door to the sheriff's office on the second floor of the Bishop County Courthouse and inhaled. The air inside was a reviving 65 degrees. Sheriff Dudley Roundtree liked it cool. Outside, the October afternoon was a blistering 94 and muggy. As I shifted my reporter's spiral notebook from one hand to the other, the wire snagged my T-shirt. I had to tug twice to pop it loose. The hole was tiny, barely noticeable. I pushed wind-blown hair out of my face. Deputy Gary Spence slouched at the dispatcher's station behind the counter, absorbed in a paperback book. Lord, why did it have to be Spence? I felt relieved to see the light on in the sheriff's private office. That meant the man was in. I straightened to my full 5'7" and spoke loudly. Where's Patsy? Spence glanced up and grinned as he laid the paperback face down, flipped the radio to speaker, and removed the headset.
Hey, sweetheart.
I couldn't stop the blush that burned round my shirt collar and crept upward. I usually reacted like that, even to casual endearments. I was too darn sensitive about how men, even old guys like Spence, talked to me. It was even worse when they looked at me the suggestive way Spence did. I should have been used to it. After puberty, people, especially men, no longer complimented my astute powers of observation, my insights, or my mental quickness. All evaluation stopped with my physique. At 23, I had come to appreciate any male who saw beyond my prominent physical attributes. I had some standard put-downs reserved for goons with big mouths like Spence, but I wasn't in the mood, so I gave him my long-suffering smile. Anything I need to know?
Come sit on my knee, my chickadee, and I'll tell all for a little fee.
He patted his beefy thigh and sat straighter.
Did you hear that? I'm a poet. Poetry ought to get a guy a kiss, don't you think?
He turned his face, tapping his cheek with his index finger, marking the place for the imagined peck. I felt the blush reignite. Not on your best day, Spence. Where's Patsy?
She took a personal day.
He arched an eyebrow and gave me his Casanova look, which actually made him resemble SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'll take one, too, if you'd go to the woods with me.
He winked.
Doll, you're not fooling anyone with that slob act.
Without intending to, I glanced down at my clothes. A corduroy jumper over a wrinkled T-shirt with a tiny new hole, and last year's brown sandals. Spence winked again.
Guys can visualize a D-cup, gorgeous, no matter how many layers you pile on over it.
More heat radiated from my face. Seeing my discomfort, his grin broadened.
How about it? You ready to go to the country? Let me do some hands-on investigating.
You're not my type, Spence. Besides, your wife might not like it.
You're probably right.
He stood, hitched up his gun belt, and sucked in his protruding stomach.
She's pretty jealous of a hunk like me, but me and you could sneak off.
The radio speaker crackled, and a man's shrill voice filled the room. Spence squinted at the machine and pressed a button.
Say again?
Sheriff Roundtree filled the doorway from his private office. The deputy glanced at him, and they listened intently to the garbled message.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?